Welcome back. Tonight, we're with William Matheny, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
It is that we've got. Just trying to keep a little something in a world of heartless people. Heartless people. Boy, they sure got a lot of nerve. Heartless people. With no brother to keep and nothing to serve. Boy, the nerve of some people. The nerve of some people sometimes. They'll sell you right down the river for a pocket full of nickels and dimes. Boy, the nerve of some people, the nerve of some people, I swear. 'Cause there's an ocean full of sorrow and it's just like they don't care. They don't care. Once I was a fair young lass, chewing on my fingernails, kicking gravel down the road to Damascus, just trying to wash my eyes of scales. I used to stay up all night talking my phone dead, with the TV shining on my unmade bed. I was given every waking hour to a world of heartless people. Heartless people. They might be living, but what is it worth? Heartless people. Oh, and there is no hell like the hell on this earth. Boy, the nerve of some people. The nerve of some people sometimes. They'll sell you right down the river for a pocket full of nickels and dimes. Oh, the nerve of some people. The nerve of some people, I swear. Oh, 'cause there's an ocean full of sorrow and it's just like they don't care. My grandfather knew Stoney Cooper. He used to change the strings on his guitar. Stoney sang on the radio up in Wheeling. Yes, and Grandpa was a Moundsville guard. He used to sing for money every Friday. For Jesus every Sunday morn. They say he used to do that old shotgun boogie, and it sounded just like Gabriel's horn. Well, my grandfather had six children, but he cast the fifth one out to sleep on his own. My grandfather knew Stoney Cooper. who lived inside of every home. Well, they nailed Jesus Christ up to the dogwood when he was only 33 years old. That's when Stoney picked up stakes for Nashville and Grandpa to the veterans' home. Well, he hung up his belt on the bedpost and laid his badge down in his bottom drawer. And then his dead left hand made him break up the band and drag his cane across the floor. He used to dress up in red every Christmas and sit those children down upon his knee. But my grandfather knew Stoney Cooper, who made it all the way to Tennessee. My grandfather died on a Tuesday, with the rain falling on the windowsill. And then my uncles all lit up out at the graveside and sang Walking Up Calvary Hill. Well, my grandfather had six children, but he cast the fifth one out to sleep on his own. But my grandfather knew Stoney Cooper, who lived inside of every home, who lived inside of every home.
Neat tune about your grandpa. You just told us a whole lot about him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they knew each other and stuff, and I always kind of thought about what that must have been like. He had a stroke. He could play guitar a little bit. He could still sing really well, but he couldn't really play. Yeah, my grandfather was in a band called the Rhythm Rascals. By all accounts, they were a very exciting live act. Like, a lot of the older folks kind of back in my hometown still kind of talk about seeing him at the fair and stuff. They had a really good steel player. My grandfather was the singer. Really good lead guitar player, a guy named Gene Ott. They drove up to Pittsburgh at one point and played on KDKA on the TV station up there. I guess at that point, I can only assume must have been like going to China. Like, you must have felt like the end of the world. Like, it's, you know, a long drive from someone, like from Mannington, West Virginia, you know. Two-lane highways the whole way. So they recorded a 78, which unfortunately my grandfather does not sing on, and there's barely any guitar playing on it, which is a bit strange. The bass player's wife does all the singing, and I don't really know why that happened. I'm assuming because he paid for it. That's just me going out on a limb. But I wasn't there.
No, right.
Out for revenge, I'm gonna see that you'll suffer, 'cause those tears on your face are not nearly enough for the atonement that you should make, 'cause you're just sorry for sorry's sake. Well, you crossed me once, but never again, 'cause I'm out for revenge. Well, you better watch when you're going, the cards that you're showing, the company that you keep. You better watch what you're saying, the games that you've been playing, 'cause no one knows you better than me. Out for revenge, I'm gonna get in the last word. I bit holes in my tongue, but now I'm gonna be heard. I'm not really the to kind, but I've got something that's been on my mind. Well, you crossed me once, but never again, 'cause I'm out for revenge. Showing the company that you keep, you better watch what you're saying, the games that you've been playing, 'cause no one knows you better than me. Out for revenge, I'm gonna see that you'll suffer, 'cause those tears on your face are not nearly enough for the atonement that you should make, 'cause you're just sorry for sorry's sake. Well, you crossed me once, but never again. Well, you crossed me once, but never again. Well, you crossed me once, but never again, 'cause I'm out for revenge.
Can you introduce us to John?
Yes, astrologically, John was born under the sign of Cancer. He enjoys...
I mean your bass player, not John the Baptist.
John Miller has lived on locusts and honey in the desert for a year. Came back out with a new album, and it's great. I would say he enjoys long walks on the beach, but I don't think he actually does. I've been at the beach with you. You don't seem that into it.
Let's find out what John does enjoy. John, step up to the mic. You're a singer-songwriter, and how long have you been at it with doing stuff with William, first of all?
I guess full-time, only about 3 or 4 months here, but we've kind of played music with each other for the better part of the last decade, off and on.
Oh, wow, because you live in the same area, you grew up in the same area?
Yeah, we kind of ran in the same circles. I kind of lived in a little town called Shepherdstown, West Virginia, in the Eastern Panhandle. It's about 2.5 hours from Morgantown, and we'd, you know, trade shows and play in each other's town a lot, and so got to kind of know him that way.
Hmm. How is that part of the region, that part of the state, different from other parts of the state?
Morgantown is basically West Virginia University at this point. They sort of descended on the town. It's paying the bills. So, you know, it's a college town. And I lived there for actually a few years, and I still really like it there, but it is that sort of thing these days. The place that I lived in the Eastern Panhandle is really close to a town called Martinsburg, and it's kind of right where the mountains stop. Mm. And Interstate 81 runs right through where I grew up. I'm actually closer to Washington, D.C. than I am to a lot of West Virginia.
Oh, right.
It's sort of right in between Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Virginia, sort of just tucked in there.
We don't love each other enough to ever be happy, but we don't hate each other enough to ever leave. And I've always been too selfish to satisfy you, but I've never been smart enough to deceive. So it looks like you and I belong in the funny papers, 'cause we're cracking each other up every day.
Moment that we're having now. This is live music. It's also live in that John did not know he was going to be doing a bass solo this evening. John Miller, ladies and gentlemen. Would you listen to that? God.
At least now you got another one.
Exactly, right? We're playing our matching guitars tonight.
When's the last time we changed those strings?
I don't actually remember. You've never been that much of an easy sell. So you know that you won't find any hidden meanings. 'Cause I'm just shallow water in some drying well. And it looks like you and I belong in the funny pay.
Is this a new CD that you have?
It's not that new. It's about 3 years old now, and it's pretty stripped down stuff. It's just a bunch of songs that I've kind of been sitting on and recorded with a buddy of mine, Paul Kogel, up in Falling Waters near where I grew up. We ended up just kind of making a CD out of 10 songs and a little bass accompaniment, and that's about it. But I do have a new one that's finished, and it's in the can, and there's a full band, and I got a pedal steel and a fiddle and all sorts of stuff on there. So all
right.
That'll be coming out in the spring, and kind of looking forward to that.
Can you come and bring it here and play it on the program?
Yeah, if you'll have it.
I'd love to have you come back. It'd be
cool,
great.
Cool, yeah. Love to come back.
Cool. Nice to meet you, and thanks for all that you're bringing. Singing's great. Tell us about some of the, we said earlier we don't talk about your life on the road, but let's talk about your life on the road.
Our album came out in February, and we've basically been on the road more often than not. Since John has been on board, we did like the whole Eastern US once, and then we went all the way to the West Coast and back.
Oh, wow. And just the two of you?
No, the whole band.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
All right.
Yeah, we had our guitar player, Tom Nato from Lexington, Kentucky, and The Fold, and a few different drummers. We just this last month or so, we just did about 20 shows opening up for Tyler Childers in most of the Eastern U.S. and the Midwest, and a couple dates in Canada. John, Tom, and our friend Clint Sutton on the drums, and that was a lot of fun. It was really great.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
Red Barn favorite, Tyler Childers there.
Yeah, we love Tyler here.
Under the bright blue moon above, we met one night and fell in love in West Virginia, where the mountains touch the sky. The rhododendron were in bloom, and as we strolled beneath the moon, they played the West Virginia waltz for you and I. It seems I hear those hills of West Virginia calling. The ground is bare, the autumn leaves will soon be falling. Back to the land where skies are blue,
Sweetheart, I'm coming home to you. So play the West Virginia Waltz again for me. Is bare, the autumn leaves will soon be falling. Back to the land where skies are blue. Sweetheart, I'm coming home to you. So play the West Virginia Waltz again for me. Back to the land where skies are blue. Sweetheart, I'm coming home to you. So play the West Virginia Waltz again for me.
Thanks so much, y'all.
We heard some great music tonight. I'd like to thank William Matheny and John R. Miller for being with us this evening. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Trevor North and Ryan Zenka. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Radio network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
I don't know about you, but I'm just not ready to stop yet. Would you like to hear one more from William and John? Yeah. Once again, please welcome William Matheny and John R. Miller.
This is a song by Mr. Tom T. Hall. This is called That's How I Got to Memphis.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Find out the trouble she's in. And I know you'll tell me, 'cause I know that you are my friend. Well, if you tell me that she is not here, I'm gonna follow the trail of her tears. How I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. To say how she'd go back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I haven't eaten a bite. I haven't slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. Yeah, I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Please forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, that's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, that's how I got to Memphis.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank William Matheny and John R. Miller for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.